Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Violence in the Morris Heights section of the Bronx stemming from a road rage incident. 1010 Winds reporter Glenn Shuck with the story.
Hey, Bud. Good morning. Yeah, this road rage incident leading to the death of an innocent bystander, 29-year-old Ronald Gomez Mesa. Now, this all began with a minor fender bender. Two cars involved here in West Tremont Avenue, really just getting a couple scratches on the car. But the NYPD says that one of the drivers, a woman, got out of the car and called her boyfriend to come to the scene. He showed up minutes later, began pummeling anybody who was in the area. They all had nothing to do with the accident, but he started fighting with them anyway, including a Gomez Mesa. And at one point, the boyfriend pulled out a knife and stabbed Gomez Mesa once in the chest. He later died at St. Barnabas. Again, to be clear, he had nothing to do with this fender bender that happened here. The knife was recovered, and all-night police doing their work here. They tell us the suspect ran down West Burnside Avenue, and as of this morning still, no arrests. One shock, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in the Morris Heights section of the Bronx.
Police in Brooklyn are searching for two suspects, a man and a woman, accused of slashing a man last week in Bushwick. Police say that a 31-year-old man was assaulted last Wednesday afternoon. The suspects allegedly got into an argument with the man and proceeded to slash him multiple times. The suspects fled. Victim suffered slash wounds to the neck. He's in stable condition. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers, 1-800-577-TIPS. And police are looking for a man on a city bike. They say the suspect took off after a deadly drive-by shooting yesterday in Harlem.
The man was shot in the back a little before 2 p.m. Video shows a car pulling up to 118th and Frederick Douglass when shots were fired.
I heard two gunshots and then a car kind of speeding off, you know, had the rubber wheels go on the floor.
The white Honda was found damaged a couple of blocks away, but no driver. Police say he took off north on a city bike. This happened right next to a senior center.
As a senior, I'm sick and tired of it. We're losing young people. The older ones are outliving the young ones, and nothing's being done.
She says this used to be a safe neighborhood. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Harlem.
Huge cannabis bust in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn. Two people are under arrest. Authorities say a small storefront covered up a $1 million illegal cannabis operation, including packaging of pot and edible candies and the use of chemical flavors and other potential toxins mixed with concentrated THC. This is New York City Sheriff Anthony Miranda.
That's the danger that we have. This is clearly false labeling, right? Everything that we target in our inspections and the reasons why we're out here doing this, this store is kind of identified as that location. location, an ideal location that needed to be shut down.
Authorities say more arrests may be coming. In New Jersey, people have been getting calls for jury duty and about unpaid taxes. Authorities in Somerset County say it's a scam. Victims have been targeted by phone and mail. County officials say the notices look real. They are not. If you get such a call or mail, you're advised to call the county tax department. Authorities said that the county does not use Cash App, Zelle, or gift cards, and they tell residents do not provide a Social Security number or bank account number if you get one of these calls or letters. No surprise that it's a busy travel time of year, especially at the airport, so the timing is not great. Actually, it's never great for an air traffic controller shortage, but that's been the story for the past 2 days at Newark Airport. Caused backups yesterday at Newark, a brief pause in arrivals in the afternoon. Not clear if the shortage will continue today. Some Long Island officials are threatening a lawsuit against the FAA. The allegation is that the FAA is a decade overdue in conducting a mandatory environmental review. Specifically, the argument in Hempstead and North Hempstead is that the frequency of overhead flights has increased dramatically. This is Hempstead Town Supervisor Don Clavin.
The residents are not only hearing air pollution, but they're getting significant toxins in their system, which, you know what, is the subject of an extremely detailed environmental review that we'll think will substantiate our calls for these flight routes to be changed.
Clavin says that if the FAA does not respond in 90 days to their call, they will take legal action.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.